Bucky Gortney. I'm International Marketing Specialist for USDA Ag Marketing Service in the Livestock, Poultry, and Seed Group, and work with live animal and meat specifications.
Speaking of specifications, there might be some changes in specs for cattle qualifying for the Certified Angus Beef Program. What are these changes?
We're only recommending two changes at this point, and they're very minimal changes, if you will. The first one is updating one of the defects, if you will, when we look at that schedule, and that is making sure there's no other color than black behind the flank or above the midline. The other one is having the ownership being held by the American Angus Association, which the reason for that is to, when breeds are certified to, we don't do breed certification. We rely on the breed association to do that, and that's also the same if you go directly to a labeling program within Food Safety Inspection Service making a marketing claim based on a breed. You go to the breed association and not USDA. So it's in line with that and also with another live animal spec that we have for the American Hereford Association. So just trying to make things more in sync.
So how much does AMS have to do with these specifications? You say you're recommending these changes. So how much does AMS have to do with the specifications? And then where do you hand this off to the breed association to where they determine what the specifications are?
Well, we certainly don't make decisions, in a vacuum. We were approached by the industry and the stakeholders with some additional data that showed this could strengthen that specification, and made the recommendation to be changed. And again, in terms of the transfer, it's just a matter of syncing up better, having the breed associations be the, go-to authority, if you will, in terms of certifying a breed.
Has it been different up to this point? In other words, revised to reflect ownership of the American Angus Association and not AMS? Has it been AMS being the owner up to this point?
It has, yes, for that particular GLA. That's correct.
And then that's the other thing. What's a GLA?
So GLA goes a long ways back, and GLA actually stands for Government Live Angus. It's just some old connotation. It's been around for a long time. The Angus program, of course, started back in the 70s. And then, of course, into the 80s and kind of took off from there. But it stands for Government Live Angus.
All right. So what changes does this represent for consumers who prefer buying CAB at the country store, at the grocery store?
You know, it's really insignificant. And this is one of those areas that, certainly CAB would have more information on that in specific. But we're hearing numbers less than 1%. And I think the important thing is there's quite a few, from what we understand, there's more being certified on the live end than actually going into CAB, because there's other Angus programs, of course, that fall under this live animal spec. So as related to CAB, it should be very minimal impact.
When you say less than 1%, you meaning less than 1% of what?
Of carcasses being certified to the live animal spec.
Okay. Why are the changes being made?
That's, again, one of those things I think CAB would have a lot more to talk about. The basic fundamental is, of course, a lot of the specifications are driven by the phenotypic side, which is the hide color and those types of parameters. And I certainly think it's, and they would probably reiterate this, it's a way to just add a little more strength to that phenotypic relationship.
So, and you say that, and you mentioned that there are, more than one Certified Angus program. Does CAB, Certified Angus Beef, does that fall under the category of Angus Certified Programs, as it's worded in the AMS release?
It is one of those programs. It's the largest one of those schedules that we certify to in the plant, yes.
Is there anything you'd like to add to this?
There is just one other point maybe you could plug in, and that is, you know, there are other, some of the questions we got on this change was, how does it affect programs outside of this? People thought maybe this had a relationship to that, and it does not. These are only referenced schedules that we certify to in a plant. So anything beyond that, is there's no impact on that. And that's really important.
Give me an example of an outside program.
These would be programs, and I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but these are programs that would go directly to, say, a process verified program, or going directly to FSIS for a marketing claim or a breed claim, and they're doing their own producer affidavits or genotype or some other way to, quote, you know, make that claim. But that's outside of this specification and what we do in the plants for grading.